All right, so this is Dr. Kripalu, and I'm going to talk about a little bit, or just a brainstorming about introducing a program called accountability program into doctors' offices to help people maintain or a sustained state of wellness. And because a lot of times what happens, this is the usual problem, it's a person goes or a patient goes to the doctor and they do counseling. They talk about different things which they would like the patient to do, like nutrition, you know, eat these foods, don't eat these foods, follow a menu plan, you know, here are the recipes, how are we? So that's one part of it. And the second thing is, are you taking your medications regularly? And then the third part is, are you exercising regularly? And then the mind part, which is very common in Trinity, is about, are you meditating? Are you taking time to introspect? Are you, you know, taking time to go out and walk, period, anyway, et cetera, et cetera. So there are so many recommendations, you know, given, and even probably given in a written form, as a template, as a protocol. And what happens is the patient takes it and maybe does it one day, 2 days, 3 days, maybe a week. And then somehow it gets lost. And by the time this person goes to the next appointment, which may be 2 months, 3 months, depends. I usually think it's 3 to 6 months. You are back to where you were. You are back into default mode. So the whole idea about this accountability program is, how can we help these people stay accountable to themselves to do these or implement these things and keep it going, to see a benefit or to see the change or to see the transformation is brought about by implementing all these things, so that when they go into the doctor's visit 3 months after, they are so excited to actually see them and show them that their advice or whatever was followed and it actually help them bring about this transformation. So, and then yes, the next time you go, the same thing happens in the next 3 months or 6 months. So you keep it going for at least about a year or so till it becomes a habit, till it becomes a new you, till it becomes the transformation. Again, what are we talking about transformation is, it's not, you're away from that old, you know, being which you were. You're now this new person or the new being you are, who has changed, who's developed these habits, who's, you know, implemented these tools in your life, so that now you can sustain this wellness. Now, that is something, after that, of course, you know, you want to introduce, you know, maybe a program where it's not that often, meaning like a daily or weekly or monthly, but just once in a while say, hey, how are you doing? Have you been doing your meditations? Have you been doing your awareness thing? Have you been doing eating right? Have you been taking care of yourself? So those are reminders for people to jog up. But at that point, hopefully, the idea is, since you've developed this habit, you can fall off, but it's easier to get back on the bandwagon and to get it all going again, instead of completely falling off and your mind, of course, you know, saying that, oh, I'm such a failure, I cannot do it, and I don't know how to get back on it. What is the use? You know, things like that. So I think that needs to happen, because that is what's missing. It's not that people are not interested, but life happens in their, you know, in their day-to-day things. Stress takes over. Children are there. Bills have to be paid. Whatever. All these stressors happen, and you're back to square one. So the whole idea is to introduce this kind of a program which will help them actually find the transformation, and hopefully once the transformation is achieved, they're able to keep it up. So the next step is to have a person, because, you know, it's almost like a consultant, to make this happen on a regular basis. And the reason is, there has to be a follow-up on, it doesn't have to be in person, but can be on, at the end of the day, you send in like a worksheet. They're supposed to say how much they're able to do and everything. At the end of the week, it would be great for them to sit down with this person, not necessarily face to face, but online, a phone call, whatever, and come up with the problems with this program, meaning where their obstacles are, where there's a problem, so that it does, it has to be two way. It doesn't have to be just because the doctor said, you know, these have to be followed, it is okay for the person, because that person knows himself or herself much better than the doctor, that he can only give a recommendation. So that's where these have to be worked up. So the accountability partner, we call them, we will bring these issues to the physician and say, wait a minute, we gave this, but this person has this, and this clashes, these things can be done, these things cannot be done. And that way we will see what things cannot be done, can it be tweaked? Can it be tweaked? Can it be adjusted?
This is the individualized part.
Yes. It can be tweaked, it can be individualized, and it's not difficult. You know, you have to just set 15 minutes in a week and say, what is the problem? So that can be done. The reason we don't want to go a month is then you lose a month, you know, for them to implement something different. Now, in the next week could be something different, which is more doable, because we really have to come from a place where the person is. If now the person is used to having an American lifestyle where they're completely sedentary, the depressed individuals, they eat literally crap. They eat all kinds of, you know, food which, you know, they're not real foods. They're junk food. You cannot start giving them a protocol of changing everything overnight. So you have to pick individually, like one thing for them, and their transformation may take 2 years, for example. But the fact is to keep them going, to say, it's all right, let's remove the soda which you're drinking. Let's convert it into flavored water. Then, okay, that we can do for a week. Now, as they do it next month, let's avoid the, you know, fast food. Let's try and see if we can put things together. You can still do your, you know, sweets once a week, whatever. You know, somebody who's eating candy every day, maybe 3 days a week, maybe a week. So the idea is
so
to
the accountability partner,
correct,
which is in the medical practice. There's,
yes,
there's someone who can individually follow up with all the
right. So no, the accountability partner is only gathering information.
Yeah, exactly.
But he is presenting it to the medical
yeah,
provider.
In a summarized way. Yeah,
right. So that way, the medical provider now knows to tweak it and say, go back, give it to the partner, and say, let's try this now. You know, let's see how this works. And then the next week, again, what are the obstacles in that part? And so we are not really the partner. Accountability partner is kind of like the interim intermediate who's gathering information, because that's why the physicians don't have time. They may have 15 minutes a week, which is easy for them to put together and say, okay, this is going on. Let's try something else.
Exactly.
And let them implement the next week and then the next week. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. It's just point is to keep them going and keep them motivated to say that we'll keep tweaking it till we reach a point where you're able to implement slowly, and we make sure that you're sustaining that implementation.
So there's two things here. One is the Angel Wing generic accountability program that goes, you know, for many weeks, and it kind of has all the different information. They have a packet to complete, and so all that is there. So once that is done, once they kind of start working on that, then at some point, ideally, the medical practice would have an accountability partner, so an individual. That partner would not be through Angel Wing. It would be through the medical practice, whichever medical practice, who is actually, you know, individually talking to these individuals, finding out, you know, it would be like a systematic way of kind of going through those different aspects and collecting that information, seeing where the difficulties are, the individual is having, and then in a summarized way, giving that to the physician. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Could you just say that again one more
yeah,
time?
Yeah, because the
just
thing...
Just that procedure, yeah.
Yeah, so every week, they, like, for example, when you... The first time they're given a program, like, okay, you're going to eat this and this, you're going to meditate, you're going to do this breathing technique,
right,
you're going to exercise so many times a day, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, in that week when they are starting to implement is when the person will come up with problems.
Yes.
Why can I not do this? I cannot do this. I can do this, but I can't do
and
this.
They have to document
because they have to live life in between. It's not all about that.
Of course.
So once at the end of the week is when the partner brings up these issues to the provider, saying that, And the patient doesn't have to meet the doctor.
Yeah.
It's just the in-between person who's kind of giving this information.
Exactly.
So that they will look at it. And yeah, they have to spend time on, you know, a little time on that, maybe half a day for like X number of patients. Doesn't have to be every patient, again, when you pilot it. So that will help them review what is the problem and then say, okay, let's take away this. Let's put implement for the next week,
mm-hmm.
whatever that next week
which
will.
So this is a way of really, hold up one second here. Hold up, I'm just So I want to just record that on here real quick. So this is a way of having individual patients in medical practices, of course, have their information written down, you know, in the Angel Wing accountability online program. That's generic, is done in groups. But the individualized, the personal follow-up is with the accountability partner who actually gathers where the problems are happening in the recommendations. And that person would be part of the Trinity team, part of the medical practices team. It could be a peer also. It doesn't have to be, it's like a peer support, kind of a peer support / accountability partner. You call it accountability partner, but it can be a peer who's also going through the program. You know, so that's a way of doing this. And they get this information from that individual that, you know, the doctor has given 15 recommendations, let's say, about meditation, about medications, about exercise, nutrition, maybe seeking counseling somewhere, doing it, whatever it is, X, Y, Z, right? All that thing is written down inside your medical database. What is that program? Athena program. So that person has a printout from the last session, from the last visit. This is all been recommended. Now they're going through the Angel Wing generic program that really goes through all these different pieces about accountability, about implementation that they're creating. They're actually tracking things down. Then they take that stuff that they have tracked, go to the accountability partner, and accountability partner gets a grasp of what's going on, where the difficulties are. It can be probably identified fairly quickly. You know,
yeah.
Okay. So that's identified. Difficulty exercising, difficulty with nutrition. Yeah, the doctor said to, you know, I have to cut down my sweets and cut down my sugars and all that, but I'm having a heck of a time with carbs. This is a problem. I'm having the problem. So that's identified. That's documented, right? So the difficulties are documented, and also what's going well is documented. Just two columns. Very simple. And that's okay. And those two columns, literally on a sheet of paper, are created by the accountability partner, and it's done confidentially because it's part of the practice, and we would have some paperwork around that. And once that's done, then it's just a matter of really giving it to the medical provider. Now, so this is my question to you. If that's done on a weekly basis, that's a lot of documentation to give to the doctors. You know, so I don't know if that's what you want. I mean, I'm just conceptually, we're just thinking about it right now. Yes, the accountability partner would do the weekly session, you know, the weekly meeting or whatever you want to call it. But
it doesn't have to be even a meeting. Let's say it's paperwork.
It's just paperwork, yeah. That's
right, for example, like you, let's say you're the accountability partner.
Yeah.
And what you do is, once you review everything,
yeah.
you put it in a format that say, like you said, this is
mm-hmm.
working, this is
mm-hmm.
not working.
Mm-hmm.
And all they have to look at it as a document.
Do they have time to do that? That's my question.
Well, we look at cases, we're doing documents anyway.
Okay,
we look at labs, everything.
So here's my question. If such a document was created, could that be just put into the Athena system?
Definitely. Definitely.
So that solves that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking
we you. Can put it in the, you know, we just have to figure out how, but I'm sure, you know, we can do that. So once it is, everybody can take time whenever it comes up in their bucket saying
yes.
It could be a daily stuff. Like, you know, how we do our daily cases, patient case.
Yes.
We get that. So you say, you know, attaches the document.
I have an idea. I have an idea also. So we would have maybe these two boxes, but a third box. There's some serious difficulties with something that the patient is having. And we put that in a different color so that kind of flags. Maybe there's a way to flag it or something. I mean, I don't know. It's just an idea. But, yeah, you get that with labs and all that. But if you have this kind of data coming through, even if it's on a weekly basis, the doctor or the PA or the nurse practitioner would look at, I'm sure they review their cases, what's going on, but they can see, okay, I met this patient here, this is what's going on here, you know, and so they have some bird's eye view. So some simple, because rather than using too much of their time. Now, let me ask you this question. What if the treating physician or nurse practitioner doesn't look through all that, doesn't have the time? Even if they don't look through it, what they do have is a record in the Athena system for the last 2 months of what's gone on. So during the visit, they can do it, and maybe the accountability partner can create like a snapshot form for monthly snapshot form. That might even be better, you know, rather than a weekly form, because there's just so much to look through. If you have a patient with a 4 month gap between visits, you know, like 4 months of different pages, it's just too much to look through.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, if you do it a weekly basis,
yeah, the accountability partner would do weekly, but I'm talking about the summary of that given to the doctor. I mean, that should be a limited form.
What do you mean by limited?
So what I mean by that is that I can create the weekly form. Our accountability partner would create the weekly form, right? Fine. But let's say there are 20 weeks of such forms. So they would all be uploaded into Athena. But the doctor doesn't have time to read through 20 forms. It's just too much data for them. They can still be available there. So the accountability partner would have to find a way, some systematic way, of summarizing that literally on a sheet of paper of what's gone on in the last 20 weeks. You know, I mean, I don't see how doctors would have so much time to go through. What do you say about that?
But then the problem is it will not have any benefit. Like by the time you see them in 3 months, you would not be able to tweak it. You know, whole idea is to have a difference,
so,
right?
So here's my question. Let's say you've got a physician who has, you know, 100 cases on their caseload. Let's say 20 people from that caseload are part of this program. They're going through this every single week. Every week there would be 20 different documents uploaded into Athena for them. So that's additional time that they would have to spend to look through that. My question is, the amount of time that they spend, how can that be done in a very limited but most effective way? Because, I mean, it's just coming in my mind, like if you have to look through 20 different patients every week, that's just on top of everything else that they have to do. You know, so there's more time. So what do you say about that?
The next thing is, can we use one of the providers?
To do what?
And pay them extra.
Just to do this?
Yes.
Just to keep track of all this?
And they could do for everybody.
They can do for everybody.
Not necessarily there.
That's an idea. So because that's the clinical
And I would
follow-up.
Do it.
That's the clinical follow-up. And it can be done in a streamlined way.
Yeah, me and you can meet.
Yes.
And all day we can look at that week's...
Well, we're meeting on Fridays anyway here.
Right, so...
We spend half the Friday doing that.
That's what I'm saying. That week's list of people and what you went through, you know, because it'll be end of the week.
That is 100... Oh, my goodness. That is beautiful. That is so beautiful because you are heading Angel Wing anyway. So whatever difficulties they're having, we can identify them medically. You would identify them medically and then give them the recommendations, changes on the medical side. Maybe tweaking some medications or, I don't know, whatever it is, you know. But the difficulty that they're having...
I wouldn't tweak medications.
No, not the medication. But the difficulty that they're having in the implementation...
Right.
That would be talked about somehow individually,
yes,
with the medical provider, probably, you know, because it's individual. Angel Wing is not going to get into individual stuff.
No.
But what Angel Wing can do is say, look, you're having this difficulty with managing your carbs. Go to Angel Wing website. We have 25 videos on this. We give them a resource, and then we put that as part of their personal development plan, whatever you want to call it. That they're going to watch those videos. So that becomes they're accountable to that.
Right.
That they're going to watch the video but do the exercise. You know, so we would have to devise a set of, well, see, it's right here. It's this. It's this mental and physical. In this, we would devise specific exercises and educational materials targeted towards the enhancement of that
of that health enhancement of the health, but which also means the reduction of that particular physical health problem. So, like, for example, I have neuropathy in my legs, right? I don't want neuropathy in my legs. I said, well, how is that going to be reversed? Maybe it can't be completely reversed because a certain amount of damage is done. But, you know, let's say I'm part of this program, a patient of yours, and I am a patient of yours. This is not even theoretical. It's just actual. So there's multiple factors. Exercise factor with me. There's diet. There is, you know, any tension or stress or issues from the past that goes into the meditation piece. Is anything from the past still coming up? Am I seeing my counselor? Am I doing what I can to reestablish and regain my strength? You know, all that can be in the individualized packet. Now, in the generic packet, I still write that down, but we're not collecting the data. That generic information is then transferred into the individualized with the accountability partner. Once that happens, there is a clear tracking. Okay. Sachin Karnik was, you know, said that he's going to do an hour of walking every day, but I'm only going 3 days a week. Okay, so the accountability partner said, "Hold on a second. Why? Are you having pains?
Yes.
Are you having difficulty?
Exactly.
What's going on?"
The same thing as the behavioral health consultant does.
Exactly. So this is the whole.
You can call him whatever. But
you call it doesn't make any difference what you call it, but the beauty of it is you don't have to worry about paying the massive amounts of money to people. This can be done as a peer program, essentially. And it's accountability, but it's accountability partner. It's like a peer who's been trained in that.
I'm doing it.
Yes, you're the medical person supervising,
right.
looking at the cohort of,
mm-hmm.
let's say, 100 patients.
Yes.
You start with 20 or 25 in the pilot. Mm-hmm. You start with 20 or 25 in the pilot. Really systematically,
yes.
develop this thing A to Z, right? And that's what I'm going to work on this weekend, as much as I can work on it and really go into it. And then we implement it and see where the difficulties are. Tweak the forms, I don't know, whatever we have to do, right? Once that is, there is a flow to that this works out, we do with another 25 people. We get to a N number of 100 with our sample size. You know, we start with just Trinity patients initially. And once we do it that way, if it seems to be flowing all right, then we go to the next stage of doing the accountability partner program on a limited basis, you know, as a peer. And then, I mean, what Trinity can simply do is just do like a contract with me, like $200 a month or something like that. Literally, I mean,
yeah.
No, seriously, I'm not even joking about like $200 or $300 a month is all that would be. We just start with that. That's it. It's just a no employee, no hire, nothing like that. Do it like this and see if it's going to work. Before we do anything bigger than that, before anybody's hired for that position, we have to develop that position and see if it's actually doable, feasible, if your time is being used that way. You know, so...
Chapter for 2 years, really.
Yeah, we may have to try for a good two
yeah.
years to really... And look, let me just say one more thing about this. Hold on, let me hit pause on this. I want to...